Actually, we intend to file an application for his release against the backdrop of the fact that he never jumped bail, and the facts of what transpired in his home will be presented to the courts, probably in the subsequent proceedings, not tomorrow. Tomorrow he may be. We have other applications before the court will take tomorrow. The one that deal with is our request to transfer him to correctional center for attention and also for medical expert to see him and then look at his medical concerns and possible medical solutions to his medical situation.
The last time we spoke, you mentioned Kano's health. What is the status of his health now?
It has not improved tremendously, but he's still managing because somebody who is kept in a solitary confinement is not allowed to have deserving medical solutions to his case, as he would have ordinarily been obliged in normal set of course of living. So he's not improving, but we are going to address it in court tomorrow because it's contained in our application we file in court, which is right for hearing. So tomorrow we mention it to the court and also take our application and allow the court to rule on it for his sound medical expert to visit him and give him medical attention.
We understand that Biafrans plan to show up in numbers at the court, even though the federal government has warned them not to come to the court.
Thank you, Mr. James. The federal government has no right to stop people from participating in the court proceedings. It's their constitutional right to be there. So what we'll be talking about is their conduct within the court's vicinity. I've already tweeted and urged people who are coming, sympathizers and well-wishers who are coming to be part of the proceedings, to be civil in their conduct and also not to be armed with any form of IPOB insignias because that will amount to automatic killing. Because once a security agent sights you with any form of IPOB insignia, the person will be eliminated almost immediately. So they are coming, and I've urged strength and also urged them to be peaceful and civil in their conduct and assemble, sing, display their placards about the injustice being meted out to Nnamdi Kanu and also the entire Igbos and Biafrans.
When we last spoke, you mentioned that Kano was arrested in Kenya. I'm wondering, what was he doing in Kenya?
As a British citizen, he has the right to visit any place you want to go to. He actually was in Kenya for a private engagement, so and private meetings and other engagement that has to do with his struggle.
Is there dissension or disagreement within the indigenous people of Biafra movement since Kano's arrest, particularly about what strategy the group should deploy in its agitation?
No, to the best of my knowledge, I don't think they have any issues. As my client, whether if they have any issue that has to do with areas of my intervention as their lawyer, they will let me know.